Monsieur Aleph, we're now going to see an exception to that, meaning whereas usually it's forbidden to have anything cooking on Shabbos unless the food is already cooked, because you might come to move about the fire and stoke the coals, we're going to see a case where you are allowed to have it cooking even if the food has not yet been cooked, as the Mishnah will now describe. Now, during the times of the Beis HaMikdash, when it came to the Yom Tov of Pesach, so the Korban Pesach was offered up in groups on the afternoon before the first day of Pesach, and then parts of that Korban were burnt on the Mizbeach, part of it was eaten by the people who were bringing that carbon. So the parts which they were eating were often only cooked on the actual night when it was actually Pesach already. Now, in general, that's not a problem, because one is allowed to cook on Yom Tov, so they could roast their Korban Pesach on Yom Tov once it had come in already. However, if the first day of Pesach falls on a Shabbos, so they definitely can't start a fire on Shabbos itself, but the Mishnah says that you are allowed, Mishalshlin is HaPesach Batanur, you're allowed to put the Korban Pesach animal in the oven, Im Chashecha, right before it gets dark and Shabbos comes in. Even though usually this is prohibited, in case you come to stoke the coals, in this case it is permitted, because since this is for the sake of a korban, and it's being done in groups of lots of people, so you're far less likely to come and do the avera, even by mistake of stoking the coals, since we'll be more careful with the halachas when it comes to Korban Pesach than regular food. On a similar note, there was a chamber in the Beis HaMikdash in which a fire was constantly burning. Often Kohanim would come into this room in order to warm up their feet, since they were walking around barefoot on marble floor, which can get quite cold, so they would come into this room in order to warm up. Now, to get this fire going, although the actual fire was made up of lots of large pieces of wood, they would use very small pieces of wood, which are easier to set on fire, in order to start the fire up. So the Mishnah says, "Ma'achizin es ha'or." One can start the fire with these small pieces of wood, b'meduras beis hamoked, in the chamber of the beis hamoked, which is where this fire burnt. And you can even do this right before Shabbos, for a very similar reason to the Korban Pesach. That since the Kohanim working in the Beis HaMikdash, and there are lots of other Kohanim around, they're much more careful with everything, and they are much less likely to come to stoke the fire on Shabbos itself, and therefore you could start the fire right before Shabbos. On the other hand, the Vagavulin, which literally means in the borders, and it refers to outside of the Beis HaMikdash, a regular fire which somebody is making for Shabbos, you can only do so if by the time Shabbos comes in, Kedei Shetech is Ha'ur Berubon, only if most of the wood which is set up for the fire has set alight by the time Shabbos comes in, only then is it permitted, because once the majority is lit up, so then it's easy for the rest of it to catch fire, and you won't need to stoke around the wood. However, before that stage, there is still a danger that you will stoke the wood and move it about, and therefore it will be forbidden. Now, Rabbi Yehuda adds a leniency. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Bapechomin, with charcoal, if the fire is being made out of charcoal, so that sets alight very easily, and therefore kol shehu, as soon as any of the charcoal has set alight, even if it's not the majority yet, nevertheless that is good enough, because that sets alight very easily, and it spreads the fire very easily, so once again there is no danger of you coming to stoke the coals, since the fire will be very big without that."